place in the direction of the Qibla, that you may behold the power and the working of God. This story is very long, and you are weary. I will relate the cream. I dismiss what is superfluous.
Again, Ruby bring in something that, oh, it's a long story, and I know you don't have time, and we don't, so let's cut it short. Why? Really, honestly, somebody who talks for 17 years should care about some moments here. But let's look back. What was he talking about? This master of magic is explaining something. What is he explaining? What is he saying? It's so simple that you don't even notice it. He said, hey, this element, this knowledge, came to me from the other side. I'm coming from the other side. There is always the other side. That other side is the key to open everything. Means learning about the spirituality is the key to analyze correctly the physical existence, the reality you're living in. The knowledge from there comes here to change your attitude, actually. This fellow says, I'm here. Okay. Then what? What should he do? A prescription. He brings in what? He tells him, go there. Find that tomb and dig to find something. You see, the prescription is not the remedy. Is how should you do it? You should do something for it. Dig something from the past. There is something over there. Go and dig it up and see the magic. Okay, this means what? This means here I have to explain to you that there's always something that you should do but you don't know. Someone else knows, and that someone else will teach you what to do and how to do, and you will do it. This is what? This is that strange relationship between a follower and a master walking together in this path. This is how it works. We are talking about this for a long, long time, don't we? That there are tricks that if you play, everything will go perfect. But you don't know. You should get it from where? The other side that we are talking about. When you're thinking about a problem that you have in hand, you're confused because there are so many factors. We say, stop it all. That magician did it. Stop and think about haq. Think about just and justice. Then look at your problem. It's always a different picture. Something changes. Here, the guy will lead him to go somewhere and to do something, and I don't want to go through that to explain it a lot. You got my point that he suggested that the king should do something new, to go and dig a grave and find something. Yes.
He untied those heavy knots. Then he gave to the king's son a way out of the affliction. The boy came to himself and with 100 tribulations went running towards the throne of the king. He made prostration and was beating his chin on the earth. The boy held in his arms a sword and winding sheet. The king ordered the city.
Means what? Means he's ready to die. He has that white shirt and the blade because he realizes what he done. My father did this and that and that, and me, I'm stupid, I fell in love with that ugly, blah, 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 I'm ready to die. This is the solution. Because up to here, what was the character of this prince? Let's go back in the story. What is the prince? Nobody, and a spoiled guy. Spoiled guy who is given everything. So he is not good. This experience woke him up. Now he is ready to die, and of course he wouldn't. Yes?
The king ordered the city to be decorated, and the citizens and the despairing, disappointed bride rejoiced. The world revived once more and was filled with radiance. Oh, what a wondrous difference between that day and today. The king made such a wedding feast for him that Sugar Julep was before the dogs. The old witch died of vexation and gave up her hideous face and nature to Malik. The prince was left in amazement. How did she rob me of understanding and insight? He beheld a newly wedded bride like the beauteous moon, who was infesting the road of beauty against the fair ones. He became senseless and fell on his face. For 3 days, the heart vanished from his body. 3 days and nights he became unconscious of himself, so that the people were perturbed by his swoon. By means of rose water and remedies, he came to himself. Little by little, good and evil were apprehended by him. After a year, the king said to him jokingly in conversation, "O son, bethink you of that old friend. Bethink you of that bedfellow and that bed. Do not be so faithless and harsh." "Go to," said he. "I have found the abode of joy. I am delivered from the pit of the abode of delusion." It is even so. When the true believer has found the way towards the light of God, he averts his face from the darkness.
This is the point that he wanted to make, and he said, "I will cut it short." Because in the whole story, he didn't pay attention to arrogance of the prince. Not you didn't. The king didn't. Why? Okay, it's not your interest, but it's the center of his interest, right? How come that he didn't say it? That's the trick here. In all the different stuff he's giving to his son, and he's thinking about his son, he's not thinking about his son really. The replacement. Therefore, he wants to have the grandson. So the son. Well, the problem is with the king, the arrogance. Here, again, he will say, talk to the child that, after so many years and blah, blah, joking about it, remember you're the guy who was in love with that ugly, blah, 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 blah. The son will say, "Get out of here. Now I'm changed. I realized and I quit my arrogance. This is what the remedy is." Rumi will come in and say, "This is how the believer will find the path." Because you have to change your direction from the black to white, from the darkness to light, from this animal side to the spiritual side. This is the change that we are talking about. Why are we talking about it like this? Okay, you hear the story. What was the use of this story? You, doctor. What's the use of this story?
I think it's summarized in the last line that says it all. But
how about the next line? "Oh brother, know that you are that prince. I'm talking about you. How many times I should say this? It was obvious when he goes to details about the psychology of a fellow and blah, 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 blah. He's not telling us a story. He's talking about me. This is it. Now listen to the explaining this stuff. Explanation is lovely. Do you remember, I talked several times about this, that Rumi's story, those paragraph, sometimes it's explanation, sometimes it's just a story, sometimes it is tafsir, which is going through a lot of stuff, which give you the references and all that, right? Here, he will explain what you should get from the long story you hear. Let's hear it.
Explaining that the prince is man, mm-hmm. the vicegerent of God, and that his father is Adam, the chosen one, the vicegerent of God, he to whom the angels bowed in worship, and that the old hag of Kabul is the world which separated man from his father by sorcery, mm-hmm. while the prophets and saints are like the physician who applied the remedy.
Okay. Good explanation.
Yeah.
Now you get it. We are talking about a fellow, which is this prince, okay? Which is you. Who is that ugly lady you fall in love with? This existence. This is the ugly one which has the magic. Not you. Look around you. She is tricking everyone. This is the normal stuff, but let's talk about the other connection we have, the other dimension we have. Yes.
Oh, brother, know that you are the prince born anew in the old world. Mm-hmm.
So there is no trick here, and we are not adding something. He, at the beginning of the paragraph, will say, remember, this prince I'm talking is you. Yes?
The witch of Kabul is the world, which made men captive to color and perfume. Since she has cast you into this polluted stream, continually recite and utter, say, I take refuge. In order that you may be delivered from this witchery and this distress, beg of the Lord of the Daybreak that you may say, I take refuge. Is that a staff or law in that?
No. Pardon me?
It's a different one?
It's a phylactic.
The prophet called this world of yours an enchantress because through her spells she lodged mankind in the pit. Beware, the stinking hag has hot spells. Her hot breath has made kings captive.
Remember, I'm talking about this old magician, this old ugly lady, which is this, the appearance, the smell, and the picture of this globe. This stuff is what? Remember, the prophet called this universe the magician. I didn't choose the role of this magician for a lady. This is coming from the holy book. And why is that? It says, look around you. This old lady will trick everyone, even the kings and the rulers and the big guys. They are in love with this wood. Yes?
She is the witches who blow within breast. She is the maintaining the knots of sorcery. The sorceress, the world, is a mighty, mightily cunning woman. It is not in the power of the common to undo her sorcery.
This is the trick. This is something you should get. The trick, the big tricker, is this universe. Who could face it? Normal people, they cannot. This is not something that you expect even, that the majority of the people, all of them, they know about the supernatural and all that stuff. No. fighting with this magician needs some specialty, and there are a handful.